Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
You've got Heat tonight and Panthers tonight, and all of a sudden it's going to be Thursday night, and the Dolphins are right back at it. Ooh. This time, the Ravens. Sports Talk on WQAM is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Josh Appel will join us today. Aronde Gadsden will join us today. Danny Cannell will join us today. And I wonder, we're 1 week away from the NFL trade deadline. I wonder if Dolphins fans are ready for what's in store after Thursday night's game.
Nothing.
I don't think nothing is in store.
What, we're sellers?
Well, we ain't buyers.
I don't think so, Hawk.
I absolutely think so. I don't think they're going to get fooled by last game or whatever happens Thursday night. I think ears are open. Even when they're saying they're not, ears are open for Jalen Waddle, Devon Achane, Chubb, Phillips. Go down the line. I think ears will be open.
I don't think they're big sellers where they're trying to reload and get draft picks and all that stuff. I think they're going to move. I really believe they're moving on from McDaniel. I don't know if they're getting rid of Greer. These are Greer's guys. I don't know. I just think there's so much indecision. I don't think they're going to be big sellers during
the trade. I think if they're not getting rid of both of them, they'd be more apt to get rid of Greer than McDaniel at this point.
McDaniel got to go. So both has to.
Gut instinct.
Let me present to you guys a scenario. Go back to 2021. I brought it up yesterday a little bit, but I did the research now, a.k.a. I have the schedule in front of me. The last time the Dolphins played Baltimore on Thursday night, prior to that game, short week, they had played Houston. They entered that game 1-7 against Houston. They beat Houston. Jacoby Brissett started the game. So now they're 2-7. Short week, they play Thursday night against Lamar Jackson. Coming home, they beat Baltimore. Tua finishes that game because Jacoby went out with an injury early in the second quarter. That's two straight wins, and they go on to win seven straight games. They get to 8-7. And then Tua has the worst game ever until the Browns game, which was in Tennessee, and that kind of knocked them out of the playoffs, but they end up winning the next one. They finish 9-8. Hawk, if they win Thursday night, there's going to be remnants of that season.
I don't think so.
In the Miami Dolphins.
There's only so many times you can get fooled. There's only so many times where you say, oh, I think they've turned the corner. I just don't see it. We'll talk about it today. I want to talk about it with a bunch of people. We've got Heat tickets once again to give away. Heat tickets, Heat and Blazers, November 8th. We've got a pair every day this week, so keep listening. Quick look at the headlines with Solana, brought to you by Durrell Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Durrell Hyundai or DurrellHyundai.com.
Tua says he likes the visor. The guys like the visor, so he said, I think I'm going to stick with the visor.
All right.
For his pink eye.
Stick with anything that works. You know what I mean? I'm all about sports superstitions. Stick with anything that works.
Comfort level. I'm not a superstitious guy, but if it makes you feel better, wear it, son. Don't throw no more interceptions.
So more pink eye then.
Sure. Go get pink eye. Do whatever.
Dirty sheets.
Dirty pillows.
I thought it had to do with, sexual ambiguity.
Sexual ambiguity?
Is that what it's called?
No. Do you know what sexual ambiguity
no,
is?
No, what does that mean? I really, when I thought pink eye hat was like a STD when I was younger.
No.
I thought it was just, now it's just dirty face, right?
Yeah, I don't know if it's, I mean, anyone who has pink eye, if he really had pink eye, because he was rubbing on his face and then he's dapping up teammates and whatever. If he really had pink eye, half that team has pink eye.
Yeah, because I know it's contagious. I just thought, I thought it was contagious from like, you know, doing something nasty. Like face, why would you have your face be that close to another face?
Right, but you're not suggesting that you would get it from someone's genitals.
Well, I don't know. I thought.
You didn't think it through, did you?
I really didn't.
Sexual ambiguity does sound better.
Sure.
Ambiguity.
Right, but it's ambiguity.
Yeah, you just, you know, you're getting after it and it's just, you know, questionable pieces that you're around. Mm. Your face is different places.
Interesting.
Yeah. Saw a lot of people saying that, by the way. Tua touching his eye, then touching the pigskin, then throwing the pigskin, you know, perhaps could be some cross-contamination issues. But I don't know. Has anybody checked the science on whether or not things can be passed along
if you
via...
By pigskin, I'm going to jump on you because it's way too many pigskins. Like, just call it a football. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, I don't know. I mean, can the Duke spread germs? Has anybody checked into this?
All right. Anything else in the headlines? We don't even know he had pink eye. We just know his eye was swollen.
Hawk, he had pink eye.
Could have gotten popped in the eye.
By who?
I mean, there was talk after that press conference, right? People were saying, hey, he'd have to see me at the logo.
Well, one of them guys caught him in the elevator. Ain't missing the team meet, not
mm-hmm.
two.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's your schedule. Two. By the way.
The short and two.
Two. Yeah, you call him two.
Dad used to do that. He shortened a two-syllable name.
Right, anything that he'd shorten any name.
My wife, Asia. Easy, it's three letters. Hey, Age. That was the funniest thing to me.
The Chiefs beat the Commanders, and they covered. Easiest bet in the world.
Yeah. So last night I had Buzelis over 16.5 points, ends with 16, mm-hmm. and missed a layup in the second quarter that got me hot. And I knew it was going to come back to haunt me, and it did. Nice. But I had a bigger bet on the Chiefs minus 10. Remember, we had talked about it yesterday, and I'm like, seems like a lot, but also I don't see how Marcus Mariota and the Commanders can overcome 10. That seems it also seems a lot that way. And so I actually had a plus night by just a hair, but that the Buzelis over was, man, that was rough.
And that was a perfect game last night when we talk about halftime adjustments that the Dolphins win games without scoring in the third quarter. The Chiefs have scored 6 of their opening drives out of 8 in the first drive of the second half. Because it's Andy Reid and Spagnuolo going back, and then they choked out the Commanders after half. Good coaches go and do something during the half and figure it out. And that was, I think, not saying we don't have good coaches, but they're not as good as the Chiefs coaching staff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.